And I don't think you'll hear find anybody else around here that ever heard of it being called dairy. We used to have it. There was a house just across from where we lived that had one of these rooms, and that's all they used it for. It burnt down.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out?
Junk.
Okay. And a room that's used to store things like that, or just
store trash room.
What?
Trash room.
Okay. Did y'all have one of those?
No. Didn't have that much room.
And talking about daily housework, you say every day a woman has to do what to her house?
Well, normally, now you talking about when we were kids or now?
Well, both.
Well, when we was kids, they always had to say you have to sweep the house and once a week mop it. That's what the routine at home when we were kids.
What would they say now?
Well, now they got to get out to vacuum it and dust.
Okay.
Or what do they do at your home?
Just a general term. You said a house is a big mess, I have to.
Well, you have to vacuum, clean it, and dust, straighten up.
Okay. And the thing that people used to sweep with, was it?
Broom.
Huh?
A broom.
Okay. And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you said the broom was
behind the door.
Okay. And on a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have a
narrow stairway.
Do you ever see the kind of house on, I don't know if it's common around here or not, I saw it in southwest Louisiana. It had this old French-type house. It had a stairway on the porch going up into the attic?
Yeah, there's several houses up the road, about 10 miles from where I live, were built like that. If you wanted to get to the attic, you went out on the porch and walked up the stairs. Now, I went up, well, I had been in this attic, a couple of them, but the only thing I had was, they had the floor boarded, you know, over the joist, so that they could just, they threw more or less had junk stored up there, is all it was.
Mm-hmm. You saw that?
Now one of them, I know during World War II, the man took it and he remodeled it. He put in a good floor,
mm-hmm,
and sealed the rafters off.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he sealed his attic in,
mm-hmm,
and he rented it out as rooms.
Is the overhead part?
The overhead part.
So that was pretty common house design around here?
That was more or less a design for the rich people.
What did most people's houses look like?
What did it look like?
Yeah, were they just one story? Most of
them was all one stories around here.
Mm-hmm.
The only place you found two story houses was only big plantations. In the olden days, before I was born, they tell me there were.
What about what you remember?
The only one I remember is one that was just cut a corner across the highway from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that old man was supposed to have had several thousand of acres at one time. And he had slaves at one time. And follow up the road, that house is still there, the big house is still there. They had slave quarters built out of brick. And I used to think that was a syrup mill when I was a kid coming up, and found out later on that's where they put the slaves in shackles at night, kept them in there. And the house itself is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been remodeled and worked over. It looked pretty.
Did they have very many blacks in your neighborhood?
Not now, no. When I was a kid, there were slaves?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, if there were slaves once, were there still a lot of colored people in that neighborhood?
When I was a kid coming up, we had